These are World Conversations.
All right, I am here with
Stephen.
Stephen, what was your first World Con?
My first World Con, that's actually a good question. I'm trying to remember. Let's just say that it was probably LunCon.
LunCon, really?
Yes. Though probably, like, my wife listening to this later will be saying, no, of course not.
And what was it like the first time you entered the convention center for a WorldCon?
First time, basically, you sort of realize that, oh, you thought you were attending conventions before, but these were just sort of like cargo cult imitations of, you know, maybe if we sort of get together and act like there's a WorldCon, WorldCon will return. And guess what, guys? It works.
All right. Now, how many other WorldCons have you been to since?
Let's see. Well, I've been to WorldCon. I've been to WorldCon. Sorry. I went to, the one in London, the one in Kansas City, and this most recent one in Finland.
Oh, yes. Yes. How is Finland?
I love Finland. So, at the risk of slandering a people, I love the Finns because they are socially awkward, mostly computer engineers, and they love to drink. These are my people.
Socially awkward computer engineers. Noted.
I mean, you know, the place is full of karaoke. You wouldn't really expect Finland to be full of karaoke, but you go down a block and there's a karaoke bar.
Are you sure you were in Finland?
I may have been in East LA.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I love East LA, by the way. There's a place that needs a World Cup.
Kind of just chose a place.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know what?
It worked. I'm glad to hear that. You know, the Finns are my kind of friendly in that they leave you alone unless absolutely necessary, and then they're very polite. And that engenders in me just a warmth of, you know, they're all leaving me alone. This is so wonderful.
And then you're like trying to find people. They're leaving me alone.
Well, no. When you need to talk to a Finn, then they will mysteriously talk to you. It's the great, great enigma of Finland.
I love enigma.
Yes. Great. They are not actually a Finnish group, as far as I know.
Oh, thanks. All right, now, what did you do at Finland?
In Finland.
Sure. Towards Finland?
Towards Finland. Well, mostly I served as a courier for a guy with a t-shirt.
Now, that's the whole reason you went to Finland, to deliver a t-shirt.
Yes, well, I was the official bearer of the Chris Garcia, I've been calling it the Flintstones t-shirt.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, yes. I'm part of the committee that's putting WorldCon 76 together, and so as such, I was along to sort of generally help out. I was working on the promo video that they show at the end of the con to sort of introduce the idea of San Jose, and so I was actually, as happens to me at great conventions all the time. Oh, I left out Renovation. That was one of the big WorldCons that
I attended. Would have been your first one.
That would have been my first one.
Yes, I was there.
Well,
yeah,
I believe you.
I have evidence. There's video evidence of me at that WorldCon.
I mean, I kind of leave out WorldCon in Reno because I kind of got stuck in my room because I had the bright idea of doing a WorldCon Renovation podcast and wound up just producing that thing at all hours. Not my brightest idea. Don't sign up for a job that makes you sit in the room at con, unless that's what you secretly want to do, which it might be.
You know what I secretly want to do?
Everybody does.
Yes. Now this podcast,
yes.
What was it called?
I believe we just called it the Renovation Podcast.
Really?
But it eventually sort of developed into the Jackal Cast, which, among other things, interviewed one Christopher Garcia.
I'm not sure if you remember. Yes, oh, I certainly remember that.
I say we interviewed you. As I recall, you kind of interviewed us.
In a way, It was very organic, let's be honest. It was a give, also a take.
Yes. See, I'm sure that everybody listening to this knows Chris, because everybody knows Chris, but you'll just have to imagine his hand gestures, which add so much.
And yeah, that is really the key. And once podcasts get to, once GestureCast
GestureCast, which will about. Simply be mime.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Dude.
Dude.
Yeah. Okay. So, you mentioned you're going to be on the committee for Worldcon 76.
A committee. I'm going to be helping in some way.
Yes.
Have no official... I speak not officially for Worldcon 76.
Well, I have no official power.
Exactly.
It's more ceremonial than anything. So what are you looking forward to doing at the con?
At Worldcon 76?
Sure.
I am looking forward to quite a number of things. First of all, being able to attend it very nearby to my home. That's going to be very nice. I'm told that exhibits are going to be very interesting and well lit this year. This has been something that I have seen at multiple World Cons where I have gone through the exhibit sections and been unaware of the fact. So I'm told that they are working very hard on the exhibits this year, and it's going to be a very different experience than previous years. Mm-hmm. If you play Ingress, then we're working on setting up a special Ingress mission to be around the entire event. We did some of that in Finland. There will, of course, be some fantastic programming. Mm-hmm. I will definitely say it's fantastic because it's being put together by my wife.
Very good.
So it's fantastic.
Yes, I hope I get to do, there's only one panel I've always wanted to do at a Worldcon.
Really?
Yes, there's only one panel I've always wanted to do, and I'm going to have to pitch it in the right way. Because what it really boils down to is...
Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, because this is going to be the phrase that ends the world.
Yes. Chris's five favorite people tell lies all morning.
I assumed that that just happened to you every time you went to sleep.
I wish it would. But I have five friends who are from around the world who I don't believe I've ever met. An Australian, an Irishman, two Americans, and a German, who I know will all be there. And I want them on the panel just to talk.
Are you sure that this isn't a setup for a walk into a bar joke?
So my five favorite people walk into a bar and no one seems surprised. Yeah. Now
this actually, ties somewhat into a panel idea that I've had for a long time and have threatened to put on the panel many times, which has been just Christopher J. Garcia says things.
I would do that. I would
I know you would.
You know what's even better? I would actually put, if I were to suggest that somewhere, I'd put that on the thing and says, want to be in the audience. I think that would really be my best part of this. Okay, Chris Garcia says things. Michael Gelaglass, Chuck Sirtwet. Chris isn't on this. No, I just want to watch.
You want to have the Chris Garcia experience without having to be Chris Garcia.
Yeah, because it's difficult.
Well, I imagine it takes a lot of energy.
Yeah, exactly. I burn, no joke, 40 million calories a week. Mostly through fire. I mean, true, but I'm sure I do some of them.
This has not been a confession. We're all just having a good time here, just making sure everybody knows that he does not have any flaming implements in his hand as we speak. As far as you know.
That whisper was scary.
Yes, I'm very good at scary whispers.
Scary Whispers, by the way, great band. Yes. Now tell me, now at the Kansas City Worldcon.
Yes.
What were you doing there?
So there I was again helping out with the Worldcon bid.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I do remember one particular evening where I agreed to host a party, but I failed to listen to the question. And so I was a little confused as to why suddenly people wanted to talk to me about the precise placement of things at the party. Mm-hmm. And it was only later that I learned that I had said, oh, yeah, sure, and you're running this party, right? This has actually been my entire con experience in a nutshell. but everything went quite well. Kansas City, the con there was very good. I particularly remember a podcasting panel that my wife was on. Mm-hmm. And mostly I remember that they had these really poppy microphones. And so I managed to get to everybody's microphone and sort of angle them up so that they wouldn't pop. And so that was the only, one of the few panels that they had that, sort of had me acting as audio engineer over in the corner.
And who, do you remember who was on that panel?
My wife, Christine Doyle, and, let's see, I believe Alistair Stewart.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I do sometimes rather like, you know, meeting people that, whose podcasts I support because, they never know quite what to say when I, it's just like, oh, hi, I'm Steven. I give you money.
I'm on your Patreons. Thank you.
Yes. Well, that's the probably more polished way of saying that. Kansas City, there was, I do remember that they had a very nice Heinlein exhibit.
Yes, they did.
And that was fantastic because they had a lot of his original letters. Mm-hmm. One sort of very polite, no, I will not come to your convention.
That's great. You know, we actually live not too far from the largest collection of Heinlein letters in the world.
Hmm.
Yes, UC Santa Cruz has the Heinlein archives and has thousands and thousands of letters.
Right.
I'm hoping to go down there pretty soon because he had a bunch between him and Forey that I want to get it.
Oh, yeah.
I get my grubby little fingers on.
Yes. Now, there was one thing, going back to LunCon, one thing, particular moment that I remember when I suddenly realized just how many California fans had come out. And I was just like, okay, so you're here, you're here, you're here. So that means that we've left California fandom in the hands of Chris Garcia.
Yes. Yeah, it was a, had I gone, it would have been much safer for everybody. I can't remember what I did during.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, I literally don't remember what I did.
It's just like, just missing time.
Just missing time.
No, I believe that there was actually something taking up your time. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I was just so broke I couldn't go anywhere. that was actually the weekend I moved. That was the weekend I moved to Boulder Creek.
Ah, makes sense.
Yes. Ah, God bless America. Now, with San Jose coming up, what are you doing to help promote the con through your media channels?
Well, I know this guy named Chris Garcia.
So do I. Not well, but...
No. That was actually one of those moments where I was having breakfast somewhere and somebody was talking to me and he said, oh, and by the way, do you know Chris Garcia? It's just like, yes, of course. Yes. So my part of what I'll be working on theoretically is we are doing videos and a lot of them are set to the tune of Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
Dionne Warwick, written by Burt Bacharach. Great song.
Yes. We do have a version that's, done by Unwoman.
The magnificent Unwoman. I'm sure she's not listening, though she should.
Yes, exactly. we're still sort of getting the rights cleared to be able to actually broadcast that, because, since she's a professional musician, we don't want to do anything illegal.
True.
Also, for many other reasons, we don't want to do illegal things.
That makes me sad.
I know.
The world is a little less magical right now.
I know. Law-abiding citizens are terrible.
They do not make life fun.
We put together that whole video for the closing ceremonies of Worldcon, where we have we have this little icon. He's sort of like an evil elf type of character. Mm-hmm. We call him Eek. According to Andy Tremblay, that's because the G is silent.
Oh, okay.
So in my videos, I've been hiding him using, you know, motion tracking and all sorts of things. I've been, you know, sort of hiding him in corners and making it a little bit of a puzzle. So if there's ever a Worldcon video that you see, look for Eek.
Eek. And Eek. The G is silent, EEKG. Electronic electrocardiogram, which is seems repetitive, but it'll do.
I mean, ideally, electrocardiograms should be very repetitive.
Very repetitive. That's a goal.
You don't want, this is the most unique electrocardiogram I've ever seen.
You know,
that's really, not a compliment.
Yeah, you really don't. You want to be minimalist, not avant-garde in general. It really works out. Yes. Now, what's your podcast?
Well, let's see. I have a podcast called Sci-Fi, Sci-Fi, Sci-Fi.
That's Sci-Fi Cubed?
Something like that, yes. Okay. Names are hard.
Yeah.
In it, we review science fiction books. We start off each one, and we do a quick review of it. Then we sort of do a pause and come back. Mm-hmm. And then we actually go through and do the spoilers and the deep analysis. We make stupid jokes and use all of my skills as an English major.
Oh, wow. And remember, there are no stupid jokes. Only listeners who are too dumb to understand you.
And we're going to be testing that theory. it's myself and a couple of my friends. And we're kind of surprised we've been more or less being able to keep up a weekly schedule on it.
Nice.
And and we also do author interviews. We did a nice one with Meg Ellison, who... Nice. And she's got some fantastic books, post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
And, so the problem is that we didn't really think about the name very much. And it turns out if you search for, because we thought, oh, well, we'll put sci-fi right there in the title. Mm-hmm. If people search for sci-fi, they'll pick us up. No, they will not.
They won't.
iTunes takes great care to say, oh, that's a generic term. We're going to make sure that even if you search for sci-fi, 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 you even more get a list of general science fiction podcasts.
Perfect.
So if you can't find us that way, look for SF3.
SF3. So, free.
Three.
Three. It's hard to say.
Yes, it is.
It's like when I was coming up with the acronym for the Silicon Valley Science Fiction Short Film Festival. SISF.
Right.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No.
All right. Now it's time for the rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are you asking them or am I asking them?
I'm asking them.
Oh, you'll ask the
question.
Here we go.
Question number one. What should win the Hugo for Best Novel next year? Go.
Oh, I don't know.
Perfect. Good answer. All right. What moment at the last Worldcon you were at do you remember the most?
Yes. Going to the Hugo Losers Party. I should really talk a lot about the whole Hugosity experience.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
That was great. I highly recommend, as you know, being a Hugo loser.
Yes, it's a classy, classy moment.
Yes. Well, so I was there to pick up the award for Two Buck Chuck, a.k.a. Chuck Surface. And so I had prepared for the occasion by having a t-shirt printed up with his face on it.
A great t-shirt, which should be sold in every major media market.
Yes, yes. Contact Chris Garcia.
Actually, I think Kimmy is handling it.
Kimmy. I don't know if I should be outing exactly who did what, but yes. But anyway, so I had that in my prisoner jacket and, I looked very respectable, I'm
sure.
You looked
incredibly respectable.
It was interesting because a lot of people assumed that I was there representing Chuck Tingle. And I would have been perfectly happy to represent Chuck Tingle, but I would have been dressed very differently.
You know, it would have been great because you would have worn the paper bag over your head. It would have been great. I would have
been Chuck Tingle. But for the record, I am not currently Chuck Tingle. Nor, as far as I know, have I been.
But who knows what the future holds.
The future holds many things. Let's see. So when you are even picking up, I mean, I was like the most tangentially connected person to the Hugos that has ever existed. because I was there picking up an award for somebody who was part of a large group presentation. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I had my speech all prepared. I had two copies of it everywhere. And if I had lost that, then my speech would have been two Buck Chuck rules.
That would have been a great speech, actually.
Yes, yes. That was my first draft. then Chuck actually wrote one. So then you have, they have sort of the pre-meeting. On my way to get my wife so that we could go to this, mm-hmm. I come in and I had my, what normally happens to me at conventions when I walk into a room and somebody says, "Oh, good, he's here." "Hey, this is Steven. He's very good with video." It's just like, what? And it turned out that they were having some difficulty putting together the in memoriam list.
Oh, no.
It's just, she was relatively new at dealing with that particular bit of software, and I had been using it to do scrolling text the entire week. So this was my moment. So, of course, later on, I had to suppress a completely inappropriate cheer when the in memoriam went up. And my thought was not, "Oh, it's so sad that we lost all these great lights." Just like, "It's scrolling! It's scrolling!"
Now, here's my question about in memoriams, by the way. Is it more appropriate to scroll?
Excuse me. I just want to convey to the listeners the amount of fear that I'm currently experiencing.
Is it better to scroll from bottom to top or top to bottom?
Bottom to top.
See, that's what I would think. And I know a lot of people disagree with that because it is the lowering of the body into the time.
Yeah, but I am thinking they are going up to heaven.
Oh, I see there. Oh, what about left to right?
Well, I suppose.
And I guess if we ever have a Jerusalem Worldcon, it'll be right to left.
I guess. I mean, honestly, the only reason that I say that that's the best is that's how it happened to be at Finland, and so therefore it is the best.
Well, gotta love the Finns.
Gotta love them. They're so wonderful. Let's see. Then we had then basically there's a party with especially mixed drinks and so forth, which is really there just to get everybody kind of into a pen.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you've been through this as well.
I've been there once or twice.
So this is kind of the support group here. Mm-hmm. The hard part is to understand that not everybody is really at the party of their own volition.
Yeah.
And there are some people that don't want to talk to you, even though they are quite lovely people.
Yeah.
I will just leave names out. What is her name? She wrote To Like the Lightning.
Oh.
Ada Palmer.
Ada Palmer.
Yeah. Had a great conversation with her because she and I sort of have so much in common on paper, but, she does like the really high end of whatever it is I do. She's just like, we both sing a cappella. She sings, these deeply researched, 4-hour ballads about, about Loki and all of the Norse gods. And I sing pop songs from the 90s.
Oh, hey, and frankly, one of them is going to stand the test of time, and the other one doesn't feature Third Eye Blind. So.
It was great meeting her. Got to, just sort of rub elbows with people, as you know. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, for me, I wasn't entirely sure which way to root. I was rooting for Chuck to win. Mm-hmm. But from my perspective, what's happening is, do I have to go up on stage and give a speech or not?
True.
I'm sad that Chuck did not win, but I believe that who was it that actually won? I forget. It was
Lady Business.
Lady Business. That was
Good folk. Good folk.
I am sure that they're a fantastic fanzine.
Yeah, they're a very nice blog. They're a very nice set of folk.
Okay,
I
great.
I like the hair.
Yes,
one of the better hairdos of the con, I think.
Yes, I thought that, and I believe. T and Jeopardy won for best fan cast this year.
Yes, it did. Yeah,
and I'm a big fan of T and Jeopardy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I like Teen Jeopardy a lot. Was Galactic Suburbia up again?
It was not.
I love Galactic Suburbia. That's good. My favorite. And it's like the one podcasting group who I've never met any of them. Not a one. And I love those folks. It makes me sad. Sad like Prancer. The saddest of the reindeer.
I didn't know that, but I suppose, of every group, there has to be a saddest entity of it. Like, there's got to be a saddest chair in this room. That's not true. Anyway, the whole experience was really a lot of fun, very interesting. They had this kind of almost like a little living room set up on stage. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a clever thing because they could sort of bring people in and have them sit there for quite a while and have them be comfortable. Overall, I thought that Worldcon 75 was very well run. My wife ran the Masquerade.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That was another of those surreal, oh, good, he's here type of moments because I had showed up. I'd been working on the video the whole time, and I had gotten to the con that day, and Christine said, okay, could you go pick up this piece of paper from me up in the press room? Oh, okay, sure. Go get the piece of paper, come back down. They're just starting to let people in. I go find Christine. I'm handing her the piece of paper. She says, no, just hold on to the piece of paper because you're going to read it into that microphone because you're the voice of God announcer now. I was like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, da, 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 da. And the microphone wasn't on. Can we get the microphone on, please?
Nice. It looks like I may be emceeing the Masquerade.
Congratulations. That means I may be videoing you.
Well, that'd be perfect. And be sure to capture my good side, which is the costumes that other people are wearing.
Very cute.
Yes. So you enjoyed it?
I did. I thought that it was fantastic. I have not been to a Worldcon yet where I thought, oh, bother.
And you know what? I don't think you ever will.
I don't think I ever will. I'm already looking forward to... I'm hoping that... I believe that it's already confirmed that we're back on for Dublin.
Dublin, 2019.
And I've already started to learn a terrifying amount about New Zealand.
Yes, New Zealand. Auckland.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes, that's all I know about New Zealand.
Land of the Ox.
I think they have Maori. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that New Zealand?
Okay. Yes, that New Zealand. There's only the one.
There's only the one New Zealand.
I mean, there's just Zealand, I suppose.
There's Zealand, I guess, and then there's New Zealand and Hyper New Zealand.
It's not slated to be founded till 3523.
Well, it actually lays on top of New Zealand, but it vibrates so fast that it can occupy the same space. It's like a China Miéville story.
Oh, okay. So you can go there and most people can't.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Stephen. You win.
Don't we all?